What is up, guys? It's your man, Emmanuel, and welcome to the Emmanuel Kamal Show. So I've learned about this app, Anchor, where you can basically create your own podcast and you can get it streamlined and distributed across to iTunes Podcast and Spotify, and it all does it in a little simple click, and it's free. So, so this is my first show. Just loving the raw aspect of it. Thanks to my man Michael Valor on Instagram, kind of saw snaps talking about it. So I decided why not hop on it, just because there's always times where I'm always thinking about stuff and want to say it out loud, but not having a outlet to do it. So this kind of episode, I just want to talk about a little bit about myself, what I'm doing right now. I would like to do a episode more later on, going in depth more about me, but currently, right now, this is the podcast. So right now, my name's Emmanuel Kamal, for those of you who do not know, but if you do know, hey, 20 years old, I'll be turning 21 this April 13th, 2018. And right now, I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, close to Knightdale. I live with my brother and my sister. We have a four-bedroom house, but we'll be actually getting an apartment, downsizing, but it'll be a really nice apartment just because the landlord and just some of the problems that we've had is just irritating to deal with. But what I do right now, job-wise, I work at the YMCA as a full-time track out and summer camp counselor, and that's basically like kids and everything like that, which I don't even consider a job. Just because of the amount of impact that I get to leave on the kids, as well as the impact that they leave on me. Outside of that, in the entrepreneurial digital marketing space, what I do is I have a social media marketing agency, consulting agency called EK Consulting and Research LLC, where I basically consult with local and statewide clients, soon to be international clients, in regarding to helping them everything just regarding paid advertising, digital marketing, you know, search engine optimization, video marketing, reputation management, marketing, everything. Pretty much figuring out what their brand is, their customers, and then dominating in their field that they like to do. So I've had the great success and to have from small mom and pop shops to big giants like the Johnson Automotive family here on the East Coast, as well as another international organization that I can't release the name yet. I know a lot of people don't like when the people say that, but I'll talk about more in the future. And then outside of that, I also do drop shipping, selling products online, and doing that, as well as hopefully getting into this year more as personal branding and really getting that personal brand, and just teaching more people how they can do it. Of course, after I've had the success of doing it. But the whole entrepreneurial bug came from my family. Everyone in my family has done something entrepreneurial, whether it's my mom owning a clothes and boutique store, as well as an electronic store. But the clothes boutique store, she traveled to different countries and bring clothes back and sell them there. To my brother, who had a private transport business here in the States, where he came, it started from college kids all the way up to clients who he showed me his statements for some of his clients, and you would literally earning money of someone's salary that was someone's salary who'd make it in 1 year. He earned that in one trip, which is ridiculous. So knowing that all of this stuff is possible and going from there, that's just where I enjoy it. But in also with the entrepreneurial stuff, this might have to be a separate podcast, but talking about it, it's like with anything, even not sports and everything like that, whatever it is you're trying to get to, there's going to be sacrifice that you're going to have to do. So I definitely sacrifice a lot hanging out with friends. I try to hang out with friends a little bit, but it's just stuff that I know I'm going to have to sacrifice now for the better to go for. But that's just a little bit about me. I also enjoy working out a lot. I started off bodybuilding and then powerlifting, but now I'm that CrossFit powerlifting phase just because the bodybuilding type just got a little bit boring to me. So that's just where I want to do it. I'm not going to compete in any CrossFit, maybe my local stuff, maybe in the near, not in the very near future, but in some future. But that's just a little bit about me. I'd like to do another episode soon, going more in depth, but I hope for, thank you for everybody who's been listening. I'm going to try to do more shows. If you like this one, go ahead and leave a comment or a like. If you didn't like it, that's fine. Leave a comment, like too. I like some trolls as well too. Otherwise, you guys have a great day, night, afternoon, morning, whatever time you're listening to this. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.